Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, the distinguished internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
And none other than Sam Forbes. Sam's a nutritionist. He also manages our downtown store.
Thank you, Arnie. It's great to be here.
And it's good to have you both. Don's off today, and so we will proceed without him. And we want to start today's show with a discussion of minerals. In one of Dr. Michael Murray's recent newsletters, he asked the question, how common is mineral deficiency in the United States?
Well, that's a good question, and he answers the question, extremely common. And Dr. Murray goes on, while vitamins seem to get all the attention, minerals are equally as important to good health, and it is estimated that somewhere between 20 to 80% of the American population do not consume sufficient levels of minerals, particularly the trace minerals. Particularly susceptible to mineral deficiency are the elderly due to decreased intake coupled with decreased absorption. And certain disease states also increase the risk for mineral deficiencies. Most notable are diseases like diabetes and inflammatory diseases of the gastrointestinal tract, like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And people on certain drugs, especially the diuretic kind, also have higher needs for certain minerals.
Yeah. Now, what Sam means by trace minerals are things like chromium and selenium. We're not talking about calcium, although that can also be deficient. A severe mineral deficiency is extremely rare. Instead, in most cases, the deficiency is termed subclinical, which that means that the levels are low but not severe enough to produce a classical deficiency sign or symptom. In many cases, the only clue of a subclinical mineral deficiency may be fatigue, lethargy, difficulty concentrating, a lack of well-being, or some other vague symptom.
Dr. Murray goes on to talk about the value of hair mineral analysis in identifying these sorts of subclinical deficiencies. What we want to talk about, however, is the concern over a certain type of mineral, the heavy metals. What are heavy metals and why are they such a problem? As Dr. Murray explains, the toxic metals, aluminum, arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, and nickel, are often referred to as heavy metals to distinguish them from the nutritional minerals. Heavy metals tend to accumulate within the brain, kidneys, immune system, and other body tissues where they can severely disrupt normal function. The typical person living in the United States has more heavy metals in their body than is compatible with good health. For example, it's conservatively estimated that up to 25% of the U.S. population suffers from heavy metal poisoning to some extent. Hair mineral analysis has been shown to be an exceptional screening test for heavy metal toxicity.
Well, the question, Arnie, would be, where do these heavy metals come from? Most of the heavy metals in the body are a result of environmental contamination due to industrial pollution. And in the United States alone, lead from industrial sources and leaded gasoline contribute more than 600,000 tons of lead being dumped into the atmosphere to be inhaled or after being deposited on food crops in fresh water and soil, all to be ingested. Other common sources of heavy metals include lead from soldering tin cans, pesticide sprays, and cooking utensils. There's also cadmium and lead from cigarette smoke. Mercury comes from dental fillings, contaminated fish, and even cosmetics. And aluminum from antacids and cookware. Aluminum, by the way, is a heavy metal, and it's neurotoxic. Some professionals with extremely high exposure include battery makers, people who manufacture batteries, gasoline station attendants, printers, roofers, solderers, dentists, and jewelers.
So what are the signs of heavy metal toxicity? How do you know if you have a problem? Well, early signs of heavy metal poisoning, unfortunately, are kind of vague. It also depends on the level of toxicity. Mild cases of toxicity may be associated with headache, fatigue, impaired ability to think or concentrate. As toxicity increases, so do the severity of signs and symptoms. A person with severe toxicity may also experience muscle aches, indigestion, tremors, constipation, anemia, looking pale, dizziness, poor coordination. Many studies have shown a strong relationship between intelligence in childhood and childhood learning disabilities, along with body stores of lead, aluminum, cadmium, and mercury. That's in kids. Basically, the higher a child's level of heavy metals, the lower their IQ. The same sort of relationship exists with blood pressure, as high blood pressure is associated with higher levels of lead and other heavy metals. Heavy metals have a very strong affinity for body tissues composed of fat, like the nerves, brain, and kidneys. As a result, heavy metals are almost always linked to disturbances in mood and brain function, as well as neurological problems, including multiple sclerosis and high blood pressure, because, after all, the kidneys regulate the blood pressure.
Now, Dr. Murray goes on to talk about other minerals and hair mineral analysis. You can read about that by going to our website, www.wilner.com, and under the latest news and events, click on the link, the Wilner Window Radio Show Topics and Schedule, and there you'll be able to click on Dr. Murray's article as well. What we want to talk to you about is what to do about heavy metal toxicity, if you have it or you're concerned about it. Here are some supplements that you can use. First, Jarrow Formulas has a new product called Heavy Metal Detox. It's a capsule that contains compounds that are designed to bind only to heavy metals while avoiding nutritionally essential elements, chelating toxic metals within the digestive tract and preventing their reabsorption. It contains primarily modified alginate and modified citrus pectin. It's from Jarrow Formulas, and it's called Heavy Metal Detox.
And another product that would serve this function is called Detoxitec, and this is made by Natural Factors. Detoxitec is a little more complex and perhaps more comprehensive than the Jarrow product. It is a low allergy potential powder, powdered supplement designed to provide sophisticated nutritional support that improves detoxification and to assist in the elimination of undesirable environmental chemicals and heavy metals. Detoxitec may also be used as the nutritional foundation for what's an intensive and energy-restoring detoxification program. Detoxitec is actually part of Natural Factors. It's called 7-Day Total Nutritional Cleansing Program. It's a kit. And besides the Detoxitec product, the kit also contains something called Revitalex. Also, in the kit is a colon support tablets and Detoxitec liver support tablets.
But getting back to Detoxitec, what is it exactly? As we said, it's a powder which is designed to be a delicious low allergy potential smoothie mix providing nutritional support and detoxification. It has a full spectrum of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, fiber, and protein, along with a blend of antioxidants, phytochemicals, and other nutrients designed to promote the healthy processing and elimination of heavy metals, pesticides, and other toxins. Products like this can be used periodically as an effective detoxification detoxification program, or daily for the maintenance of efficient detoxification for those who are more susceptible to environmental toxins or who live and work in severely polluted areas. Okay. We'll begin taking your calls in just a moment, so let me give you our phone number here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Any questions about detoxification or vitamins or minerals or herbs, just nutrition, give us a call. This is Arnie Gotomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Do you suffer from acne, eczema, psoriasis, dandruff, itchy, sensitive skin? Do you wish there was a line of natural, effective skincare products that would help alleviate these problems? Well, here is some good news. We now carry skincare items that may be the answer to your prayers. It's called Zindet. What makes the Zindet products unique is that they contain both Dead Sea minerals and silt. These minerals have a therapeutic action, healing and smoothing skin damaged by eczema, opening pores of skin affected with acne, and closing the many abrasions of other skin disorders and effectively treating itching and redness. Here is something else unique about Zindet products. They work. Now, this is Don Goldberg, and I have eczema, and nothing else that I have tried so quickly eliminates the itch when my eczema acts up. There are three Zindet products: a sensitive skin formula cleansing bar, a hair and body shampoo, and a skin balm. Zindet, spelled X-Y-N-D-E-T, is truly unique, made in Germany from Dead Sea minerals from Israel. Zindet. More information is available on www.wilner.com.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
Stressed out? Tired? Fatigued? Discover the Swiss secret. BioStrath, the best-selling supplement in Europe. BioStrath is an 100% natural whole food tonic, backed by science, supported by clinical evidence. BioStrath increases energy and endurance, strengthens memory and concentration, and supports healthy immune function. Put a healthy bounce back into your step with BioStrath. It's all your body needs.
Look for the Platinum Label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professionals for over 30 years, at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
Men, are you looking for a comprehensive prostate formula, one that helps maintain a healthy prostate gland and supports normal urinary function? Well, we have the perfect product for you. It's from Doctor's Best. It's a blend of the most proven effective herbs and vitamins for prostate health. Saw palmetto extract, African pygium bark extract, stinging nettle, lycopene, the amino acids L-alanine, glutamic acid, and glycine, the minerals selenium and zinc, and vitamin E. Yes, you could take all of these herbs, vitamins, minerals, and amino acids as separate supplements, but why? Doctor's Best comprehensive prostate formula contains them all in a balanced formula together in one product. 3 tablets per day is all it takes. What could be easier? Doctor's Best comprehensive prostate formula. And here is some great news. Doctor's Best comprehensive prostate formula is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at one half price. Wow, what a deal.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gotomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And we were talking about heavy metal detoxification. And one other substance that's frequently found in some of these green food concentrates is exceptional for binding heavy metals, and that's chlorella. Chlorella is very, very good for doing that. So if you folks are interested in that, you can get chlorella usually as part of these green food drinks, such as I know there's one from Allergy Research, Pro Greens. There's one from
almost all the manufacturers.
Yeah, Jarrow, Blue Bonnet, they all have
Country
them.
Life has,
yeah.
Green Edge,
yeah,
and
there's all
Greens
sorts.
Plus. They're all excellent products.
Or you can, if you're interested, chlorella is available by itself as well. Okay, let's get to the phones. And our first caller is Tom from Trenton, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I have been diagnosed with low testosterone. Okay. I'm 67 years old, all right? And my levels were recorded at around 200. And the doctor says I should be between 300 and 800.
Okay.
So he is recommending Androxal. It's A-N-D-R-O-X-A-L.
Okay.
25 milligrams.
Okay. Is that a patch or a pill or what?
It's a pill.
Okay.
Now, I question taking pills, all right? So I didn't tell him, but I go and use a lot of health food products like Tribulus. Tribulus.
Right. Okay, so what's your question, Tom?
My first question is Androxal safe?
We'd have to see the ingredients and
Really know what it is. I mean, it may be a natural testosterone, it may be a synthetic testosterone, or it may be something that is supposed to mimic testosterone.
So that's what he's telling me.
This is a brand name. And
That's all I know about it because that's what he told me I would be taking.
So why did he give you the test in the first place?
Because I have Syndrome X.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Syndrome X is like high cholesterol.
Yeah, it's a syndrome.
Sure, it's a pre-diabetic.
That's right.
Syndrome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, okay, testosterone is not a standard treatment for Syndrome X. It may help increase, reduce abdominal fat a little bitty bit. The real issue is the proper use of testosterone is if a person has a sexual potency problem. Everyone agrees that that's a reasonable usage. And then there are certainly men who will feel more energetic and maybe less depressed and less tired if you replace low testosterone. If you don't have any of those, then there's, at this point, no good medical rationale for taking it.
I do have those.
Okay. So then the issue would be, is it, you know, assuming that you don't have any prostate cancer and that your PSA is watched closely and you have a prostate examination frequently, then it's perfectly reasonable to have a trial of this stuff and see how you feel. But I wouldn't count on it for Syndrome X, where it may be a little bit helpful, but not much. Syndrome X is mostly treated with losing weight and exercising. And that's the Syndrome X where you have a tendency to high blood sugar, high insulin, high triglycerides, low HDL. And, you know, but we know how to treat that with natural means, but they don't include testosterone.
Oh, okay, now.
And the best testosterone is usually the patches, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they
you
know.
Is there a natural testosterone?
Oh, sure. You know, it's usually delivered by a patch.
The
oral testosterones, mm-hmm. particularly the ones that were synthetic, cause liver problems. And so people tend to shy away from it, or they used to. But there are, I know, in a lot of the female products, they've added a bit of oral testosterone to the postmenopausal estrogen progesterone. So I think they've straightened that out, and it's now considered safe because they're using a natural product. But you'd really like to not have to have the testosterone go through the liver, which is going to metabolize a lot of it. So when you take it by the skin patch, it doesn't go through the liver. When you take it orally, it does go through the liver.
So your best bet if you're going to use testosterone or you want to use testosterone is a patch, Tom.
Okay.
All right.
Now, my that Tribulus.
Tribulus.
Right. That does not increase testosterone.
It's an herb. It's a male herb. Men use it for
I guess it is
sexual potency.
Enhancing, but
yeah, it can some, but I don't think it's going to make a big difference for you.
How about DHEA?
Well, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, DHEA is an alternative. It is a hormone. It's a precursor to hormones like testosterone. It may even have some side effects like male pattern baldness or perhaps some acne as well. So you could start with a small dose, perhaps 25 milligrams. But if you really need high doses, you have to follow, you know, go along with your doctor, perhaps let him know about it. But this might do the job. Besides, DHEA actually may help with diabetic types of syndromes.
That's for Syndrome X, right?
That's right. But the best thing for Syndrome X is exercise, low-carb diet, you know, and monitoring, you know, monitoring your weight, watching your weight, and stuff like that.
Okay, now, if you ever find out, you think Androxyl is some type of...
No, we think that you're better off with a patch.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Forget the Androxyl. You're better off with a patch.
Okay, but you think Androxyl is a...
we don't know.
So we don't know. This is a... name. This is,
no.
Okay. It's a brand name.
A brand name. Okay.
Thanks for calling, Tom.
What? DHEA? Do you need blood tests?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Okay.
You should.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. You know, certain times, if you have a low testosterone, I mean, he measured his testosterone. So why don't you just take it?
Yeah. If he has complaints that are related, then sure, it's worth trying. You just have to follow for the whole prostate business. Otherwise, it should be no problem. And he'll know in a month or two whether it's useful.
True. Okay. Who's next? Don from North Caldwell, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
This month is April Autism Awareness Month. It's a national dedication. And I have a website that shows cured autistic kids. And two things. I'd like to give the website where your listeners can see a video of cured autistic kids, if that's all right, and then ask you a question.
Well, you can give it to us. We'll vet it out and see if we like it.
Okay. It's www.
No, that's giving it over the air. We didn't want that. Give it to Ira.
Ira will
take it afterwards. Okay? And then we can... you know, we'll see if we want to do it over the air. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to offer?
Yeah. These children that had formerly had autism and are being cured.
Wonderful.
Are these the ones that are...
Okay, I'll tell you what, Don. We need to pause for a short break. So why don't we do that, and we will get back to you after the break for traffic.
Now, according to top nutrition expert Dr. Udo Erasmus, author of the bestseller Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill, diets that promise weight loss by avoiding fats have a 90% failure rate. Short-term solutions like starvation diets, appetite suppressants, and diet pills that overstimulate the body are not the answer. It's time to get off the roller coaster of unsafe and ineffective weight loss schemes. We need to reestablish the body's balance and achieve sound health by getting back to basics. Thousands are discovering the right fat diet, a sensible regimen incorporating effective, nutritionally rich formulas that revitalize the whole body. Flora's essential fatty acids and wholesome fiber keep you trim and cardio fit. Probiotics and plant enzymes support strong digestion, and concentrated greens provide fuel for peak energy levels. The right fat diet from Flora can be the key to a whole new you.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And if you're traveling in Manhattan, East Houston Street remains closed. Both directions, Broadway to the Bowery, that is due to a partial building collapse, so steer clear. Queens, Jewel Avenue, westbound side at the Van Wyck, there's an accident taking out a lane. Cars cannot go westbound on Jewel Avenue once they exit the Van Wyck, so keep that in mind. It's going to cause a slowdown for you. In the Bronx, cross Bronx Expressway, eastbound side, slow traffic coming off the George Washington Bridge into Jerome Avenue. Westbound side delays as well from the Bronx River Parkway heading into 3rd Avenue. Now across the Hudson River, inbound upper deck of the George Washington Bridge, still tied up about 10 minutes as you try the 8095 express approach. That is mainly due to not enough cash lanes being available. All other approaches are looking good. No problems on the lower deck. Outbound Lincoln Tunnel, a 10-minute delay. Outbound Holland will cost you 15. This report sponsored by your Tri-State Mercedes-Benz dealers. Spring showers cause wet roadways. Mercedes-Benz with 4MATIC all-wheel drive will add to your peace of mind. Test drive one of 7 models with 4MATIC all-wheel drive at your Tri-State Mercedes-Benz dealer. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits. The improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract, I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
At this point, we know how important supplementation with CoQ10 can be. We also know that many options are available to enhance the bioavailability of CoQ10. Perhaps the most potent and best utilized form of CoQ10 is ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is the reduced or active form of CoQ10, the form which is directly used in human metabolism as a lipid-soluble antioxidant. While standard CoQ10 ubiquinone supplements can be activated in the body, this activation can be less efficient in some individuals based on age or genetics. Ubiquinol's superior bioavailability is demonstrated in clinical trials. Ubiquinol is now available from Jarrow Formulas. Called QH Absorb, it utilizes the Q-Absorb delivery system, which increases CoQ10 levels up to 400% and is 3 to 4 times better absorbed than chewable CoQ10 tablets. CoQ10 supports heart function and, as an antioxidant, protects mitochondrial membranes and cholesterol from oxidation. Jarrow Formulas Ubiquinol QH Absorb 100 milligrams is now available at Wilner Chemists and at a special introductory price. For a limited time, Wilner Chemists will offer Jarrow's QH Absorb 100 milligram 60 soft gel size at 30% off list price. Now that's a deal.
Come to my way.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, I want to give you a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner Chemists. We have discounts up to 35% off list price. Here are just a few examples. American Health, Home Health, they are 35% off on the entire lines. Also on the entire lines, Rainbow Light, Nature's Way Vitamins, Health Plus, Future Biotics, they're 30% off list. And there's more. Check our website for a full list. And if you're not already on our mailing list, you should be. You'll automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Number again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3, and there you leave your name and address. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com. That's Wilner with two L's. The website gives a full list of all the sale items, extensive reference material, previous radio shows, and you can place orders there as well.
Or, of course, you can pick up a sale flyer and a catalog at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And lately there's been a little construction on the front, but we have an entrance around the side. Isn't that right, Arnie?
That's right. We're off on 41st Street for a few more weeks.
Just for a few more weeks, and then we'll have a beautiful new front soon. And, of course, the downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's near at the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. We are Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, we were talking about detox for autism, and Dr. Podell has a few words.
Yeah, we have an autism program at our offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. My associate, Wendy King, runs it, and we've been doing this for quite a few years. And detoxification, using basically medicines to pull mercury, lead, and such out of the body, is something that's sort of become a big deal in the alternative medicine autism treatment community. It has to be done very carefully under good supervision because it does have some potential toxicities. It has not been proven to work, but there's a lot of people that swear by it. The caller mentioned a website where you see normal-looking autistic kids. That in itself doesn't prove anything because there's a lot of treatments that these autistic kids are doing. Plus, some of them actually seem to get better by themselves for reasons unknown. So, you know, people get treated for candida yeast and for, all these behavioral things. So that double-blind studies need to be done. There is at least one study that's in the literature that's a decent study that seemed to suggest that maybe detoxification helps, but it needs to be done under very careful medical supervision.
All righty. Let me give you our phone number here in the studio, by the way, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, next we have Janine calling from her car in New Jersey. Hello, Janine.
Hi, thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you a question. I'm 42 years old, and over my entire lifetime I've had maybe 5 migraines, but in the last month I've had 2 of them. So I was thinking when you were talking about the heavy metals, I'm thinking, could it be I'm very toxic that I need to take that or maybe a colon cleanse? Or what do you usually recommend for migraines?
I don't know that you can, make that connection.
Okay.
So I wouldn't think that because, heavy metal, unless you've had an acute exposure, doesn't happen, overnight.
Okay.
Yeah. So what would we think about in terms of migraine?
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of things that have been studied. One is an herb called butterbur.
Okay.
Also another herb called feverfew. Third is a B vitamin called, it's vitamin B2 riboflavin, doses of about 200 milligrams, which is pretty aggressive dosage for riboflavin, but it's pretty safe, maybe a couple times a day, and the mineral magnesium. Those are the things that have been studied and shown to be effective in some people.
Right. But if you came to my office, I would first try to figure out why you're getting more. But first, you actually want to see, are you really getting more? Because, 2 in a month is more than your usual. On the other hand, we still don't have enough of a pattern to know. The kinds of things that will set migraine off are, eating things like hot dogs and lox that have nitrates in them, stress, any kind of muscle and postural biomechanical thing can trigger it. Sinusitis can trigger it, on and on. So one would have to do a full workup if it persisted.
Okay. Yeah, because I was fine. It was one morning, my last one, and I felt fine. I wasn't stressed. I hadn't even had anything to eat yet, but usually that doesn't bother me. And I have the aura.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, no, because I felt fine. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to have this headache now. And actually, somebody gave me something to alleviate it, and it did stop it right away. But I don't want to use medication.
Yeah.
So the root of it, of, why am I getting them instead of just masking them.
Right. You can take all the nutritionals that Arnie talked about, and that would not be masking. That would be helping reduce your vulnerability. But if they continued, then you need an evaluation to see what might be going on.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for your input.
All righty. And once again, let me give you the phone number in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love talking to you. Okay, and next we have Omar calling from Queens.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yes.
Hi, Omar.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Well, not too good. I have high blood pressure. I'm on prescription medication, and it seems like every time I take that prescription medication, it makes my body entirely sick. I suspect that it's what makes my body sick is the prescription medicine and multivitamins. I'm not sure, but I'm almost certain that the prescription medicine makes me sick. So I'm essentially calling to ask if there's any natural products that will lower my blood pressure and
Well, now, has your doctor tried a number of different prescription medicines or just one?
I've seen several doctors, and I've been on various prescription medicines, and it seemed like I get the same effect from each one of them. Right now I'm on Diavon, and Altase to lower to protect my kidneys, but they make me deadly sick.
Is your blood pressure real high, I guess, as opposed to just a little bitty high?
Well, when it's the numbers are like 148 over 90, and like the pulse may be 85.
Okay, so that's actually not too bad, but that's on treatment. Here's the thing. There are a bunch of nutritional elements that can help, but the degree of help they give is meaningful but modest. It's not, if you have a real severe high blood pressure problem, you don't want to stop the medicines because the nutritionals, while helpful, may not be strong enough by themselves. So things like magnesium are good, fish oil is good, coenzyme Q is good, taurine perhaps, and of course, along with a low salt diet, along with a high fruit and vegetable diet, along with weight control, along with exercise.
Okay,
I would be a bit more aggressive in one area. There are a couple of things, and they're derivatives of proteins. One is it's called a C12 peptide. It's a high blood pressure. It's made from an extract of casein, which is really simple type of milk protein, but they concentrate it significantly. And taking something like that is definitely worthwhile.
Who makes that?
TwinLab. I think they call it blood pressure control.
And that's very effective?
It can be, yeah.
What about this other one called Michael's blood pressure factors? I've seen that.
Michael's blood pressure factors is another one that you can try. It depends, as Dr. Podell said, it depends where your blood pressure is. If your blood pressure is, where it's scary, then, you need to stay with the medication.
Yeah, you can do nutrition with the medicine.
Yeah,
of course.
By all means. So there's another product. It's called Peptase. Okay, that's made by natural factors, and that's also similar to the C12 peptide that I spoke about earlier from
That's similar to Twin Labs.
Right.
Let me also ask you, I have diabetes, so I was told to stay away from fish oil.
Well, I was going to ask you, if you have any other conditions like overweight, are you diabetic?
So I'm not overweight.
Okay.
I'm not. Yeah. But I am diabetic, and they told me to avoid fish oil.
Are you diabetic type 1 or 2? Do you take insulin injection?
No, I don't take any at all. And the doctor just tells me to stay away from sugar. I'm not on any medication at all.
Okay.
He just says avoid sugar. I was recently pre-diabetic, so I think I just entered the diabetic stage, but it's not bad where I have to take medication. He just said stay away from sugar. And I seem to be doing, fine as far as...
How about carbohydrates? You eat a lot of starches, rice, potato, cereals, pasta?
No, I don't. Okay. And my cholesterol, last time I told me, that was fine. So, I don't have a cholesterol problem. But
see, people, if you tend toward diabetes, the control of blood pressure is even more important than for people who don't have diabetes. There's a bad synergy or dyssynergy when you have diabetes and high blood pressure. So you want to stay on top of it. And my guess is that they're going to have to keep hunting among the medicine choices for a better combination. You also have to be much more clear as to which ones are making you sick.
Yeah.
You're not even sure if the vitamin is. It probably isn't. But, maybe it's one of the two. Instead of an ACE inhibitor, you might be taking one they call an ACE receptor blocker, which has less toxicity than the ACE inhibitors, even though it's a similar kind of drug.
What about myself believing that a multivitamin is making me sick also?
Well, the way you find out is to stop it and then, take off of it for a week and then reintroduce it. And you have to do your trial and error. That's the only way you're going to tell whether it's doing something bad or not. And certainly all the good minerals can make people nauseous and upset their stomachs and give them diarrhea and so on. So, yeah, it's possible, but you have to figure it out.
But ultimately, I'm going to have to take a multivitamin because I read that if I don't, I'm going to develop deficiencies somewhere in my body.
Well, probably you should. But, again, let's say a multivitamin has 15 different things in it. Mm-hmm. We don't know which one is giving you the problem. Maybe there's iron in it. Maybe it's the vitamin C. Maybe it's the magnesium. And all the other parts you could get. And you can pull the pieces together like a multi-B and an E and all those separately.
Maybe that approach, I can buy them individually and test them.
You can do that. And then, you know, when you say, what is it that the vitamin, you think the multivitamin is doing to you? Is it making you nauseous? Does it give you a headache? What does it do?
It just makes me feel totally drained, as if a big magnet is draining energy out of my body.
Well, you know, I think what you do is first get off the vitamin for a week or so, and you see if you get a bit better. Then if you get better, put it back in. That'll confirm whether it's the vitamin. Then break the vitamin down into parts and test just B vitamins by themselves.
What's the best magnesium to take, to try?
Well, magnesium citrate or magnesium glycinate would be less likely to upset your stomach than the magnesium oxide. Go to Wilner's.
Yeah.
I've never heard of glycinate. I've heard of citrate.
Yeah, well, glycinate's a form. One of the things that happens with magnesium is that it can cause a bit of diarrhea, and glycinate has less of a, there's less of a problem if you take the glycinate than if you take any of the other forms.
One last question. Why does it seem like everybody's so anti-iron? You know, when I go to the store, they say, oh, don't get a multivitamin with iron in it.
It's not everybody. It is not Don Goldberg.
Yes,
he's not here, so we can...
You know what, Omar? We have to take a break. Why don't you hang on if you want? We'll get to that answer when we come back.
I sure will.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed, both water and fat-soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Hello to all my friends on the Wilner Window. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and many of you have heard me talk about how NT Factor and ProPax can fix the broken furnaces in your bodies, and of course, I'm talking about the mitochondria. You see, there's an energy crisis that shows up in our 40s and 50s that can stay with us for the rest of our lives. You can especially see this energy crisis when chronic disease is present, and it doesn't matter whether it's cardiovascular issues, neurodegenerative, arthritis, or any of the health issues we routinely see in adults. NT Factor and ProPax and healthy aging is able to solve this energy crisis in a way that no other nutrient can, because it actually repairs the furnace, which of course is just a metaphor for the membranes. That's important because in a healthy person, the majority of your energy is produced in the membrane. And for the first time, a nutrient compound can really repair and restore the membrane. How is this new and different? Antioxidants can slow down the rate of new damage, but NT Factor can actually undo existing damage. That's new science, and that's why I say you need to get NT Factor. I use it, and so do most of my patients.
Are you one of those people who have a hard time getting a good night's sleep? Do you wake up feeling groggy, tired? Well, Natrol has a product designed just for you. It's called Sleep and Restore. Sleep and Restore promotes normal sleep patterns with a combination of melatonin and valerian. It provides a more restful, deeper sleep, while the powerful antioxidants in the product support your body's natural restoration process. So you sleep well and wake up refreshed and restored. Sleep is a time for natural restorative events, including free radical removal and increased growth hormone activity. Don't shortchange yourself. Use Sleep and Restore to ensure a good night's rest. Natrol's Sleep and Restore is a perfect combination for those of you looking for a more restful, deeper sleep. Sleep and Restore is available at the Wilner Chemists, along with the entire line of Natrol products, at discount prices, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, with the widest selection of Ester C products, is available at Wilner Chemists, and the entire line is 25% off list price for the rest of this week. Okay. All the sales we spoke about earlier, by the way, folks, this is the last week for that. The following week, there's a new sale. Okay. Omar, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, before I get to you, Omar, I just want to tell you that our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, Omar, you asked about iron and why people give you...
Anti-iron.
Right. Yeah, some people are anti-iron because there was something some years back about excess iron being...
hemochromatosis, it's called.
Well, that's hemochromatosis.
Oh, also the excess iron and oxidative stress.
Causes excess oxidative stress. Iron is one of those things which is easily measurable. There's a hemoglobin, there's hematocrit, there's a total iron, there's ferritin. There's all sorts of ways to measure iron. And if your iron is fine, then perhaps, and you haven't been taking a supplement, well, perhaps you don't need a supplement of iron.
Uh-huh.
But if you've been told that you're anemic or your iron is low, it might be a good idea to take a supplement
right.
of iron.
And also to find out where you're losing the blood.
Yeah. Some people are not... Where do you get iron from? You get iron mostly from animal products. And meat is a very good source of iron. Liver, things like that. Well, people tend to avoid some of that these days because of the worries about cholesterol. And, you know, some people are worried about mad cow and stuff like that. So a lot of people avoid meat. Well, if you're avoiding meat... then, you know, you may have an issue with iron.
Yeah.
But it's easily measurable.
Yeah, the bottom line is that most men do not get low iron unless they're bleeding internally. So I recommend you check the iron. If the iron's normal, you don't need extra. If the iron's low, you have to find out why. Most women in menstruating years do need iron because they routinely get low because of the bleeding of the period. And there's a tiny, tiny group of people that overabsorb iron. And this could be either in men or in women past menopause. And they're a tiny, tiny population, but in that group, iron is toxic. And if that runs in your family, if either there's cirrhosis or pancreatitis or heart failure in your family, get your iron checked. If it's high, that puts you in this funny subgroup where you have to go to Red Cross and give blood every few months. And that's a simple treatment.
Okay, Omar, thanks
All right.
for the call.
Okay, gentlemen.
Bye-bye. All right, next we have Frank calling from Queens.
Good afternoon. I'm enjoying your show tremendously. First, let me say that I'm 79 years of age. I've been taking vitamin E for the past 40 years with my high blood pressure medication. Recently, I added B12, 1,000 milligrams on my own, and I understand that B12 can't hurt you. Now, of course, at my age, I seem to be that I'm still gainfully employed, but I do want to sleep a lot, and I want to know whether I've taken too much of vitamin E because I've gotten bad news about vitamin E recently, and also. I just segued to a generic for my Norvasc. Perhaps you could tell me what would be the best to segue to.
Okay. Take them one at a time. Where do you want to start, Frank?
All right. The vitamin E. Should I stop it or continue?
You've been doing it for 40 years. Why do you want to stop now?
Right. Okay.
There is some recent information and available in vitamin stores. E's that reflect new information about the benefits of other forms of tocopherols, one mainly gamma tocopherol. Many manufacturers are enhancing or increasing the amount of gamma tocopherol in their vitamin E supplements, which I think is a good idea. It looks as though gamma tocopherol has benefits beyond just taking the typical D-alpha tocopherol. So as long as you're calling about vitamin E and you want to find out if you're getting the best vitamin E, get one with a mixed tocopherol or even a gamma tocopherol. Jarrow makes something called Family. It's an excellent combination of D-alpha with gamma tocopherol. And a product we often talk about here, Yasu, makes a line of really excellent vitamin E supplements. So check those out. I mean, as long as you're taking vitamin E, get the best one.
Okay. Now, you wanted to know about Norvasc, the generic?
Yes.
Yeah, that should be just as good as the brand name, so I wouldn't worry about that.
Any names that you can...
Not at all.
None at all.
Whichever company makes the generic.
Well, I do know the name of the particular product I'm taking. I mean, this morning was the first time I took a pill. It was something like ALMODINE. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, you're probably talking about the generic name. It's probably under the generic name.
Yes. Yeah.
So
now,
that's fine. It's fine, Frank.
Okay. Now, feeling sleepy, want to sleep a lot. Is that because of my age or my not getting...
No, there could be any number of reasons, and they could have to do with physical illness. It could have to do with emotional stress. It could have to do with a bad bed or noise or whatever. I think what you need to do is sit down with your doctor and talk it through, because this is a very common problem. Usually it's nothing serious, but you can only tell by thinking it through. It's too many choices to say, oh, it's your age or it isn't your age. You cannot assume that it's your age.
No,
but it doesn't have to be anything serious.
For example, if let's say we were talking to the gentleman Omar before about iron, maybe your iron is low. If your iron is low, you could have a lot of fatigue. In some cases, if that's the case, maybe iron is what you need, but you need an examination, you need a blood test, and go through all of those things.
Doctor, thank you ever so much.
Okay, Frank, thanks so much for the call. Okay, let's see. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of my favorite multi-line of multivitamin supplements, and Natrol line is 25% off list price. Okay, if you want more information on what we discussed earlier about the heavy metal detox, if you go to our website, wilner.com, www.wilner.com, and you go to the latest news and events, and you scroll down, you'll see a link to the radio show topics and schedules. If you click on that, you'll be able to see Dr. Murray's article and some other things about what we spoke about. Okay, this is a two-hour show, everyone. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there. And we promise we will get to you at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Until then, this is Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And stay tuned for the news, and we'll be back at about 6.5 after 3.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists.